Well, I'm just happy that, I mean, everyone knows this is the team that we're going to have, and we'll go down the stretch with it, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I think we've been playing good basketball. I mean, I wouldn't read anything into the Portland game, but, you know, we played well on the road. Thought we did a good job at Dallas. We went through a stretch where we didn't make shots, but, you know, we fought back and got it to a two-possession game and just couldn't quite get over the hump. But, you know, I think our guys are excited about the last 28 games and think that, you know, we can move ourselves in a good position here. I mean, we have 13 out of our next 17 at home, so obviously that's going to be a key stretch for us.
How relieved are you, though? You still get the coach number one, and he's not somewhere else, and you have to deal with
him. Very efficient player, guys. You know, he's a very efficient player. He's averaging 21 points on 13 shots, and, you know, he's been a mid to high 50 field goal percentage shooter since he came in the league, and, you know, good finisher. And right now he's doing a great job of rebounding the basketball. So we're happy to have him here, and, you know, I think all the guys are happy to have him here. And I think, you know, we'll move forward with this team and we'll see what happens.
A lot has been made with it. There's some animosity towards the team because of the trade rumors and so on. He had a dinner with Steve and Robert last night. Good way to hash things out and just make sure everybody's on the same page.
Well, I think so. I mean, obviously, I wasn't at the dinner. I was eating Humble Pie Pizza last night. So, you know, I'm sure they ate better, a little better than that. But I think Amari is I think his maturity level is really changed, and even this year. And I think he understands the business aspect of it. But I think, obviously, you know, personally, it's a thing that affects you, and he's hurt a little bit by it. But, you know, the thing that we talked about is that he said, I'm just going to come out and play. You know, my goal is to try to help our team get into the playoffs and do the best job we can. So I think he's taking a real mature approach about it. I don't think there's any animosity there because I think he loves being in Phoenix.
Let's talk a little bit of the Hawks. That's the team we all know about, Joe Johnson.
Very good team. You know, obviously Joe is one of those guys that they can do a lot of things with. As everyone knows, even when he was here, isolation player that he can do a great job with. Great size for his position in this league. Shoot the ball from three-point range. But, you know, they've got a lot of good players on that team. You know, I think Mike Bibby has had a really good year for him. I mean, obviously, Jamal Crawford has found a real comfortable place and position for him there coming off the bench. And, you know, everyone knows the shot that he made against us to win the game. But they're a very good team. They do a lot of switching because they've got a lot of similar-sized guys that can do a lot of the same things defensively. And, you know, they're a great rebounding team. And then they do a great job as far as creating turnovers. And when they do and they run out at you, it's almost impossible to stop them. So you cannot turn the ball over against these guys.
Is there a difference about the team? Do you feel like a cloud had been lifted, or were guys more at ease, or have they been overall?
Well, I think that definitely it's a little bit of pressure being lifted off everyone, because I think we feel like, you know, this is our team now. And that's the thing that I told them today. I said, hey, look around, guys. This is it for the rest of the year. So, you know, we have to now step up and play. And, you know, the West is just incredible. You know, you saw last night. I mean, Denver goes into, you know, Cleveland and win a game. But, you know, they go to Oklahoma City and they lose by 25. So, you know, it's a tough situation being in the West. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do to just make the playoffs. And as I said to our guys today, our goal is to make the playoffs. But making the playoffs to us means finishing seventh or above. I don't think you want to be in eighth place. You know, it's a nice trip to L.A. for a weekend, you know. And thank you for coming, okay. So, you know, so we'd like to avoid the eighth spot if we could.